Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You have reached Moon, Moo, and You, the collective wisdom. This evening, we are so happy to introduce Todd Silva, the Give Away a Dollar a Day guy. Now, when you first meet Todd Silva, you'll be greeted by his warm smile, and short of me telling you otherwise, you might regard him as a very normal and even typical husband, father, and businessman. But Todd has an alter ego, a hidden identity, so to speak. He's known to a select few as the secret dollar man. That's because every day he gives away a dollar. And I do mean every day. Todd started doing this about 2 years ago after experiencing a couple of setbacks in his life, mostly in the area of finances. An inspirational moment guided him to begin to give away a dollar once a day as a way to get back on track and to get back into balance in his life. Todd began to share his incredible story of growth and miracles with friends, and eventually give away a dollar a day grew into what it is today, a worldwide generosity movement where folks are giving away every day in many countries and in a variety of currencies a dollar. And so Todd is going to explain to us exactly how this works, and I now have the honor of introducing to you the secret dollar man.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good to hear your voice, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. That was a great introduction.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And I especially love the name of your show, Moon, Moo, and You. That's got such a ring to it. It's just.
Oh, thank you so much. I must say really quickly that Moonvine is not able to join us this evening. We will miss her, but she is here in spirit. And I want to quickly say that our call-in number is 347-205-9200. So, Todd, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I want to hear your story about how you got involved in this wonderful generosity movement that is sweeping the globe and the planet and the world.
Oh, wow, thanks. Well, how are you asking how it got started, essentially?
Well, let me know how you got inspired to do this, yes.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, when you gave the introduction, you mentioned that I had gone through and experienced a couple of setbacks, mostly in the area of finances, and that certainly was true. That was a few years ago. And because of that situation, what I was facing, I chose to basically go within and do a pretty large amount of inner work and inner study. And because I had been through similar situations in prior years, but not as intense as this one was. And I wanted to find out, all right, once and for all, why is this happening? Why do I keep repeating these same behaviors, and why do these same patterns keep showing up? And what I discovered was pretty unusual. I didn't expect it, but in some areas of my life, I had been really acting as a selfish taker, if you will, kind of a what's in it for me attitude, where I was more concerned about what I could get rather than what I could give. And so when things like this happen in our lives, when we have setbacks and we face obstacles like this, you know, it really is painful to go through them, but they almost are always a blessing in disguise, and this one was too. This one was for me. It was my wake-up call at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say it was a blessing is because something sprung out of this, and that was the inspiration that you also had mentioned, the inspiration I received to begin to give away a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a prayer and meditation practice at the time. I still am. That's a point in my day which I absolutely cherish, and I will always do it. And a few years ago, I was sitting with all of these ideas and these thoughts and this kind of painful emotion that was going on, and I was asking the question, how do I get out of this? How do I stop these behaviors? How do I stop these patterns? And the inspiration that I received, like I said, was give away a dollar a day, but it didn't just come in a 5-minute flash. It actually gelled over a few mornings, if you will, a few sitting sessions. And I think at first I heard Todd, what you need to do is you've spent so much of your life focusing inward and on what you could get and what's in it for you. Why don't you turn it around a little bit here? Turn it around and focus on what you can give now. And then and that was interesting. I said, okay, I like that idea. So how do I do that? How do I do this? I'm having a dialogue in my prayer as this is going on. And so a little bit unraveled as each day went on, and eventually it rolled into what I want you to do is I want you to give away, Todd. And since all of your difficulties and all of these setbacks were in the area of finances in your life, bring it right along those lines and, in fact, give away money. And I'll make it even easier on you. Give away a dollar. And to finalize the whole thing, I want you to give away a dollar a day. And, Kate, I'm kind of boiling it down into a real short description here. You know, this is something that happened over several days. But what I eventually heard was give away a dollar a day. And at first, I wanted to argue. I mean, the conversation I'm having is with God,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to argue. I was like, okay, I'm having some real financial difficulties right now, and you want me to start giving away money? But what was really interesting was that I got kind of an inner voice that said, yes, that's absolutely what you need to do. And it dawned on me right then and there that this was a way for me to get out of this thinking, this thinking trap that I had set myself into by always focusing inward on what I could get, me first, that type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And so,
and it's exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, and like I said, when I first got the inspiration, you know, my initial reaction was kind of to argue with God. I was like, eh, come on, what am I supposed to do? Give away a dollar a day here? When I feel like I'm not really in a position to do that right now. I don't really want to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that more intuitive part of me, that higher self, my heart, if you will, knew that that was the right thing to do. And so, gosh, what was this? This was almost 2 years ago, so I think I've been doing this for around 600 or 700 days in a row, and I do. I give away a dollar every day, and I have a blast doing it. I absolutely love it. And so what I did after I began it, I eventually got up the courage to tell a friend about it, and it's kind of funny saying that because I literally had to get up the courage because
mm-hmm.
here I am, my judgment about myself when I'm doing this is that, all right, I'm a 52-year-old man, I am a father and a husband, and I'm a business executive, and I am walking around giving away dollar bills, hiding dollar bills. Something doesn't quite fit with this picture, right? It's not the image of a businessman. Businessmen aren't supposed to do this in the world. But when I finally got up the courage to tell a friend of mine about it, he just was lit up. He said, this is fantastic. And that was, his response was really a surprise to me. And I think he encouraged me to tell a few other people about it and to start talking about it and to start bringing it out into to more friends. And eventually it started catching on, and then I put a website together. And now, as you mentioned in the introduction, now there are people that are giving away either a dollar or whatever their currency is in their own country all around the world. I receive emails and letters from folks in the most unexpected places with letters of thanks and gratitude, and also them telling me about how things are changing in their lives because of the this very simple practice of daily giving that they're doing.
So is it a way of expanding consciousness to really embrace a generous way of living, would you say?
I think it definitely is a way of expanding consciousness, because I think most of us have got buttons or issues, if you will, around money. We all tend to have, I don't want to say we all, most of us have got some issues to a degree or another around money. And particularly when the economy does the things that it's been doing lately, it makes us even focus on all of that even more.
Yes.
So what this is a way of expanding a person's, an individual's consciousness by saying, no matter what's going on in the outside world, no matter what's going on with my job, no matter what's going on with the unemployment report, no matter what's going on with the stock market, none of that matters, because I have enough faith and trust, and I have enough belief in abundance and prosperity that I know are coming to me, not going to be coming to me, but are coming to me. Mm-hmm. I have enough trust that I'm willing to demonstrate that by giving something every day. And the powerful part of this is that when you do it every day and you keep doing it every day and build up the habit of it, you build up the habit of telling yourself inside of your mind and inside of your subconscious that I do have not just enough, but I have more than enough, because I've got enough to be able to give away something every day.
That is very powerful. And do you think this is a how large would you say that this movement is of people doing the giveaway that you're talking about?
I'm not real sure. My guess is that there's probably about 1,000 people right now who are doing it at this time, and you know, there some of those folks are telling some of their friends, and so it just continues to grow.
It's like a viral movement.
it's
in a good sense.
I hope it's a good virus, yeah, just like you said.
Well, I'm curious now, you know, the concept of tithing. It's a very, very powerful spiritual kind of idea in churches, and that people give away 10% of their income, and somehow, I remember reading some of the old spiritualists around that whole concept of tithing, that when you give away 10% of your earnings and so forth, that you will get so much more back.
Mm-hmm.
And this dollar away idea that you're talking about, dollar a day concept, reminds me of that. Have you ever made that connection yourself?
Definitely. And I had a friend along the way who compared this to tithing as well, and he said that he really likes this a lot better than tithing in a church, because he said that, and he goes to church regularly, and he said he got to the point where when he would write that check, that he felt like he was paying a bill, and he felt like it was an obligation, whereas with give away a dollar a day, it's not going towards a program that's already been earmarked for something, that's already been designated for a program or a building or whatever, and any one of those may be a great cause, so not to discourage
right.
that. But what he liked about this in comparison to tithing, in comparison to writing a check, if you will, in to put in the offering basket, is that this was completely anonymous. Because one thing that I haven't mentioned yet is that whenever I give away a dollar a day, I most of the time, the far majority of the time, I do it anonymously, which means I literally am either hiding it or I'm putting it somewhere in a public place. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, and when my friend that I just mentioned to you does that, there is an extra little charge. There's an extra little amount of energy and happiness that just is created in that process, because there's that aspect of us that's almost a little kid that is going out to have fun and play, who's hiding a dollar because when I do it, I know somebody's going to find it and they're going to get a surprise out of it. So I'm no matter what's going on in my day, that always lifts me up because I know that somebody's going to get a charge out of it. So I've got some happiness when I do it too. And so I think that's what he was referring to. He was saying that when I give away when he gives away a dollar a day, he's got a lot of joy when he does it, every time that he does it, as opposed to when he writes that check.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that was
there's something about cash, isn't there?
Yes. And it's just letting it. It's absolutely just letting it go that I think is very powerful. Let me say something else also about tithing, and how this kind of relates to that, because the idea that when you give away 10%, when you tithe 10% of your income, there are lots of sages have said throughout the years that it will come back to you in multitudes, many more times than what you have just tithed. It'll come back to you tenfold or a hundredfold. And so when I first started out with Giveaway a Dollar a Day, I was doing it because I had really, because I had mentioned I heard the inspiration, but I made an agreement with God that I did agree to doing this. I said, this sounds right. This works for me. From what I had been through and from what I had experienced and from some of the things that I had created in my life, I know that I want to do this, and I know that I need to do this, and I need to bring my life back into balance. So it felt very right for me to do this. And so when I began to give away a dollar a day, I was doing it just for the joy of it and for the agreement that I had made.
Yes.
But pretty quickly I realized some things started shifting in my life, and I started paying attention to relationships a lot more. Some of the most important were the relationships inside of my own family. I was really starting to look at how can I give more to them, and how can I just be giving more giving in my life in general. So this practice really began to awaken that inside of me. And I will say that some miracles started to show up in my life. My life just started working better. And then some financial things started showing up a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I can say that 2 years later, I'm in much better shape than I was. Not 2 years later, because all this began, I think, about 5 years ago. But I'm in much better shape than I was quite a few years ago when all these hardships began. And so I was facing this possibility that, okay, all I have to do is give away a dollar a day and I can get this in return. But as soon as I saw that, Kate, as soon as I had that realization, I said, wait a minute, there's a little bit of a trap there, though. There's a trap and a paradox. And that is that if I decide to give away a dollar a day for the purpose of getting, then I'm still focusing on the getting part, aren't I?
Yes, and your original vision was that you were inspired to give without any expectation of getting anything in return.
Right, and I call that unconditional giving. Unconditional
giving. Yes.
Whether it's a dollar or money, or whether it's love, or whether it's joy, or whether it's a hug, or whether it's a random act of kindness, whatever it is that we give away, if we give it away with the purpose of getting something back in return, then we're not really giving unconditionally. And so, but the paradox is, and here's where it gets interesting, the paradox is that when we do give and give away unconditionally, the universe can't help but flow back to us in multitudes.
Yes.
So we know that it's going to be coming back to us, but we just don't give for the purposes of getting. We don't do this in order to get that.
Yes, that is the whole key, isn't it? It's simple, and it's easy to get straight off the path there.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy because of the early conditioning about money, as you were saying earlier. Todd, there is another caller on the line. I just want to bring, I believe it's Moonvine's sister. I just want to bring her on to say hello. And I also want to, I want to say that I want to hear more about all your adventures with giving, where you've placed these dollars and so forth. Okay.
Oh, you're going to ask me for my secrets, huh?
I want to know the secrets. Hello, is this Betty? Whoever this is, you can press 1 to unmute yourself. I believe that's the way it works. Or, you know, sometimes people just call in order to hear better. So that often is the way it works.
Okay.
But so tell me, tell us some of your adventures with the dollar giveaway.
Oh, wow. So do
yeah,
you
your
mean...
secrets. We want your secrets.
Okay. So the secrets. So, gosh, some of the places that I've given away. Well, you know what? Let me just tell you about the very, very first one that I did. That's always a fun one to say, because
mm-hmm.
what was really a whole lot of fun was when I heard the inspiration and from God, and I said, I made the agreement. All right, okay, I'm going to do this. A little bit reluctantly, but okay, I'm going to do this. What was really weird is that I, at the same time, before that meditation was over, before I was done, I made an agreement, and I initiated this one. I made an agreement that I was going to do this for the rest of my life.
Wow.
But here's what was so weird about it, Kate, is I said, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, but I hadn't even started it yet, so I didn't even know what I was committing to. So I always got a kick out of that. I always thought that was kind of interesting. So that was, you know, because guys are not known for committing to things, right? And so here I was committing to something for the rest of my life that I hadn't even started yet. So it was, I think that was on a weekday morning, and I'm in sales. So that day I was at a particular customer's, and I was sitting in the lobby of the office building waiting for the customer to come down the elevators. And I'm sitting in the lobby, and there's a security guard sitting at the guard station, and then there's another person in the lobby, I think, filling out some forms or writing some things. And I knew that I wanted to give away my dollar. But like I said, I'd never done this before, so I didn't even know what give away a dollar a day meant or how I was supposed to do it. So I'm kind of fidgeting around, and I decided before the guy comes down, before my customer comes down, I'm going to reach into my pocket and I'm going to get it out, and I put it in the chair that I was sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it in such a way that when he came down and I got up out of the chair and I shook his hand and then we went back up the elevator to his office, I wanted to do it in such a way that during all of that, he wasn't going to be able to see it after I got up. So I kind of tucked it in the side of the chair, and I moved the chair, I shifted the chair a little bit so that he wouldn't see it. And he came down, and I'm shaking his hands and saying hi, and I'm kind of moving my body in such a way that he can't see it. So I'm trying to block it from his view. So all of that worked, and I said, voila, that was my first experience of giveaway a dollar a day, and it worked. So now I've got a pattern started here. So I have just done all kinds of really, really fun giveaways. I'll tell you a couple of them. In our office building, last Christmas we had a Christmas tree in the lobby. A really, you know, pretty nice-sized Christmas tree, probably, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so one morning as I was walking into the building, I got my dollar out and I put it in the tree. And I, you know, felt pretty good about that. I said, somebody's going to be surprised by that and enjoy that and enjoy a nice little shot of prosperity there. So then comes the end of the day, and I'm heading back out of the, get back down off the elevator and head back out of the building. And I'm walking by the Christmas tree, and the dollar is still there. And I thought, well, this is weird. So I went, about 3 days went by, and that dollar was still there. So I decided, okay, I'm not going to take it or move it or do anything with it. I'm going to put another dollar in that tree. So I did, and then a couple more days went by, and I think I ended up putting about $3 or $4 in that tree until finally one day they were all gone. So somebody finally caught on to it and took them all. There was a, here, I love this one. This was fantastic. I went to go get, we have a big old German Shepherd in our family, and I went to go get her to restock her heartworm pills. And I went to the veterinarians a couple of weeks ago to do this. And as I was waiting, I had given one of the assistants behind the desk the order. And as I was waiting for her to fill it, I got my dollar in my pocket. I'm kind of fidgeting around with it, and I'm wondering, maybe this is a good place to leave it. And so I put it up on the counter, and I was just going to leave it there and kind of out of the way so that none of the attendants could see it, but hopefully one of the new patrons or customers coming in would find it. But then I decided, as I was looking around, I realized, wait a minute, there's even a better place for it. They had a candy dish, as they always do. They have a candy dish out on the counter for all the kids that come in and sit in the waiting area can go take some candy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, man, this is the perfect place for this. So I got, I took the dollar off of the counter where it was, and I stuck it over into the candy dish. And I'm as I'm doing this, I'm kind of rummaging around in the candy to try to make it look like I'm taking a piece. But what I'm really doing is shoving the dollar down into the bottom, so that when some kid comes along and grabs a big handful, he's going to see the dollar and he's going to jump up and down
and go, "Oh my gosh,
Mom, Dad, look what I found!"
Totally so cool.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you what is funny about that too is some of the reactions of people. When I first started doing this, I had kind of my own set of guidelines and rules and such, and I said that I had decided fairly early on that I didn't want to stick around and see who found it, you know, because I thought, okay, if I do, then I don't know, am I being nosy or am I trying to control the outcome or whatever? And anymore, it's just like if I'm there, if somebody finds it while I'm there, great. If they don't, it doesn't matter. I mean, all my rules have gone out the window. I just have fun and I'm spontaneous with it anymore. But when I was in one of these kind of rule phases at the very beginning, I was in a Home Depot store, and I was looking for, I think, some nails and such. And when I had walked down the hardware aisle, I dropped the dollar just in the middle of the aisle. And sometimes I'll do that if I'm in a store, I'll just drop it in the aisle because then I know somebody will see it and find it. Because my intention is I definitely want a person to find it because I want somebody to prosper from it, my intention for them is just to have the excitement and the joy of finding a dollar. Because that's
right.
Something that we've all experienced. Every time any one of us have ever found money, we always get a little shot of joy.
Right.
So I dropped my bill in the aisle as I'm walking down the hardware aisle, and then I had to kneel down to go look at the nails and go figure out the one I wanted. So behind me, though, out of the corner of my eye, I could see this dad. And I'm guessing probably his 10-year-old son walking along shopping, and they're pushing a shopping cart. And the dad is out in front of the cart. The son is pushing the cart, and the dad's out front. So the dad, I could see out of the corner of my eye, I did break my rule at the time and decided I was going to watch and see the outcome of this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see the dad, and he's looking down at this dollar bill. And I think he probably did a few double takes. But you know what? He didn't do anything. He didn't bend over. He didn't pick it up or anything like that. Well, guess what? As soon as the kid saw it, what do you think he did? Immediately he bends over and he goes, "Dad, look, look, look." And that was so fascinating to me.
Oh, yes.
Because kids don't think twice about it. They don't have to run through any conversations in their mind about should I or shouldn't I. They just go, "Wow, that's mine," and they take it.
Yeah.
Whereas adults will kind of, we might have a tendency to say, "Well, I don't know," and then we look around and wonder if anybody's looking, and should I, shouldn't I, what should I do here?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting observations.
It is. Okay, I want to give our call-in number, which is 347-205-9200. Todd, we do have another caller, so let me just bring that person on. Hello there.
Hi, Kate. It's Betty.
Hello, Betty.
How are you?
Great. I just want to tell Todd that you are Moonvine's sister.
Hi, Todd.
Betty. Are you the co-author of Banish the Blahs?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Well, good to hear your voice.
This is wonderful to meet you, and you have inspired me, and I'm so glad you were part of that venture that we did.
Oh, that was great, I just think it's wonderful what you and Joan did.
So I really commend you all for
putting a book out there that is so needed because it's so uplifting.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed doing it, and you all were wonderful to support and add to it, and particularly inspire me personally. And I just have jotted a few thoughts while I've been listening, and I really loved your thought that we all have more than enough. I guess Joan has probably mentioned to you the children's book that was written in Pendleton, South Carolina, as a matter of fact, called A Gracious Plenty. And that's gotten to be a phrase Joan and I use a good bit, that we all have a gracious plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And the sharing, what you are doing with a dollar a day, I have had to modify just because it's what works for me. But like Kate, I work in a hospital. And I work in customer service and guest services and work with 75 volunteers who give time. And one of my favorite things that's happened recently is I was able to, I don't do the dollar a day, but I, from time to time, will try to help. And I slipped an employee who I'd been encouraging very briefly from time to time to keep going to nursing school. And it turned out I slipped her a $5 bill one day just as she was leaving. She works night shift and goes to school and has a family and is just pushed to the hilt. But it turned out that was the day of her final exam, and she was borderline. And she came back and she was flabbergasted. You know, I said, "I want you to buy your lunch today with it."
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just, and she went on, but she just couldn't believe it and was just tickled. And it wasn't a secret thing. It was, you know, but it was a surprise to her nonetheless. But it turns out she passed the exam and is moving on with her classes and is just still grinning at me. You know, that $5 was an encouragement token. It was a heart-to-heart thing to give, and yet it, you know, it really was a very little amount. But I think whether it's an extra quarter at a lemonade stand or a little bit toward lunch or whatever we can share, that dollar a day idea is wonderful, and it does come back, the joy of sharing ourselves and what we can financially is wonderful.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's tremendous what you did with your friend there, because, you know, I really believe it's not the amount that's important at all.
Right.
And I even have a little side website called Give Away a Dime a Day.
Oh.
Because for maybe people that a dollar a day is a little bit too much of a stretch, because one thing that I don't think anybody should do is do this to the point where it creates any kind of anguish. If
exactly.
If it does, then don't do it. Find an amount that works for you and something that you can continue to enjoy this with, because that's when you'll have the inner shifts, and that's when the person on the other end is going to have their just their enjoyment and their prosperity too.
Well, I mean,
but
you pick up the pennies off, but you know, you find a penny and that's good luck, and it puts a grin on your face. It doesn't matter.
And you know what? When I started, after I began this, I can remember one day I found a penny in a parking lot, and normally, prior to this, I would have seen it and I would have gone, oh, well, it's just a penny. No big deal. But this particular time, I was like, oh, thank you, God. This is great. And I picked it up.
Yeah.
And a couple minutes later, I found a dime. And
A
couple minutes later, I found a quarter. And I said, you know what? This is just amazing. This is just evidence right here that this is an abundant universe. And that prosperity is here with me, and it's here with you, and it's here with your friend, wherever we're walking and whatever we're doing at any time.
I agree totally, and I just love what you're doing, and it's on my mind. You know, it's whatever I can do, whether it's one day or several days accumulated or whatever. I think we all can share a little bit, and it does make a difference to someone else. So thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you, too.
Kate, I'm going to sign off, but I'm going to stay listening with you, and I know I'll learn a lot more.
Well, thank you so much, Betty, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
It's great to hear your voice. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye, Todd.
Thanks, Betty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Now, she is. I know that Joan actually has done this, give a dollar away, and she has talked to me about it. Now, I think I am going to start doing this, and it's not. I'm just going to do it, and I don't really need any advice about it. But if you had to give me any advice about how to do this, what would you say?
I would say just from all that I've experienced and observed and watched. I would say that there's probably four things to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
One is I would highly recommend that you do your best to try to do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, then over time, because anything that you do every day, over time you'll create a habit. And then once you have this as a habit, that's when this really begins to make internal shifts for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which the personal transformation is one of the most powerful parts of this. So the first thing that I would do would be to do it every day. I would suggest that you do it anonymously, although, you know, as I say that, do it anonymously and then also give away to people and just kind of balance it out and decide what's best for you. Because most of the time I do it anonymously, but there are times where I also give it to somebody, just like Betty described when she did. But most of the time I do it anonymously. And the reason for that, and the reason I think that's important, is because when I do it anonymously, I'm not making it about me to the other person. Because when I give something to the other person, when I give a dollar to, I'll give you a good example. If I give a dollar to a homeless person,
mm-hmm.
I'm aware of that voice and that potential within me that's asking myself the question, what are you going to do with that dollar? Are you going to go buy a beer? Or are you going to go buy new shoes? Or are you going to go put this to your education or whatever? In other words, those are all judgments.
Yes.
So when I give anonymously, And I wish I didn't have to say that or admit that, Kate, but you know what? I'm human, and those kind of thoughts come through my mind.
Right.
And believe me, every day I strive to reach well beyond those kind of thoughts, but they still do show up. And so when I give anonymously, I am completely, it's almost as if I'm giving it to God, and then God is, and then I'm putting God in charge of whatever God wants to do with it.
Yeah.
And,
I think what runs through my mind is, in terms of giving to a homeless person, is, oh my gosh, a dollar isn't enough. This person needs, you know, so much more. But
yeah,
it's not really the amount, as you say. It's that habit that you get into by giving. And I just wanted to say that Buzz McGuire is in the chat room, and he's talking about a little bit about the habit of giving too. He says he has given occasionally a dollar. That's his words, occasionally, but not as a habit. And I think the habit, the habitual thing about this is very important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, say hello to Buzz.
And Magic Becky is in the chat room as well.
And who is?
Magic Pockets. Magic Becky.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
The habit, the feeling behind it of not expecting anything in return. So you said that there's four things to keep in mind. Yeah.
So four things. One is we already mentioned is daily.
Yes.
Do it daily for the habit. Do it anonymously, and then
yes.
The other thing that doing it anonymously does, I think, at least for me, is it really increases the element of surprise. And I just think that there's something powerful for that. What I know that I'm doing for the other person who finds it is I'm creating the element of surprise for them. And you know what that does? I believe that changes their day.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that lifts their day.
Yeah.
And so that comes through the anonymous giving. Then the third one is I like to do it always in a public place. And the reason for that is because I want a person to find it. I want an actual human being to find it. I've had some folks disagree with me on this, and you know what? I understand their point too. That if I were to just toss it out of the car window, sure, I'd be letting go of a dollar, but I don't know where that's going to end up. And you know what? I guess at that point I am trying to control it a little bit. But I want to do this in a public place because I want a person to find it. I want another person to get it.
Yes.
So that's the third thing. And then the final thing, which I think could be the most important, is to do it with joy and to do it with just a sense of happiness and release and letting go. Because when I do it with joy, when I give away a dollar with joy, and first of all, I can't help but give away a dollar a day and not have joy doing it. And I've had some grumpy days where things haven't been going right at the office and with my work and with my customers, and I was in a crabby mood. And without fail, though, when it comes to that part of my day where I decide I'm going to give away my dollar, that lifts my day up. It just gives me a smile. So I think it's pretty hard to do this without joy, but I want to emphasize that is a really important piece, is to make sure that you do this with joy. And if you ever find yourself giving away a dollar a day or whatever it is that you give, if you ever find yourself giving out of obligation and that you're no longer joyous about it and you're no longer grateful to be doing it, then I would invite you to stop for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And to just ask yourself, okay, why am I doing this? If I'm not getting joy out of this, and if I'm not growing, and if I'm not feeling a sense of transformation and a sense of shift, then I've just moved into the obligation piece of it, then it's time to stop for a little while. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, the obligation could be what an adult who has too many responsibilities might naturally fall into, but I think,
right,
you know, the whole idea that the moment that you're going to give this thing away, it becomes like a childlike adventure. You know, you start thinking about, well, it's probably best to do it spontaneously and just to see where you are led, it seems to me, to see. And then do you keep a journal? Do you recommend keeping a journal of, you know, how this whole thing evolved?
I definitely recommend keeping a journal. And when I began this, I did journal it. And the journaling is, my own personal journaling is what led to the, my very first website was a single web page, which was a bunch of how-tos. And these were, this was for a couple of my friends who at the beginning were asking me, okay, this is, I really like this idea, but how do you do it and what happens when this happens and so on and so forth. So I took all of my ideas that I had in my journaling and I made it into a how-to page. Now I don't so much journal every day about it. I do have a blog. I also send out a weekly email to folks who want to receive that and who want to be inspired by Giveaway a Dollar a Day. And they can do that by going to my website at giveawayadollaraday.com. There's a page which is an invitation page. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things, my blog and my weekly email, those are the main things that I'm now writing on a regular basis.
Right.
Instead of a journal, instead of the journal that I was writing with. But I definitely, that's a great suggestion. I highly recommend somebody keeping a journal with this because you will have shifts. You will experience new things. Your relationships will change. And in particular, your relationship with money, that will change.
Well, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially in this recession, mm-hmm. depression, whatever, we were talking about it the other week, the new economy. In order to break through into the new economy, which is everything we've talked about on this show, you have to practice something about, you have to practice this generosity that you're talking about. And
yeah.
This is a great exercise in doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're right. And it's a demonstration to the universe, to God, to spirit, you know, whatever name that you choose to call that thing that is greater than we are, it's a demonstration to that, hey, I trust and I have faith that there is that I am going to be abundantly provided for, and that I'm also supposed to be one of the providers myself. I'm supposed to give back. And I think that brings another part into this discussion, which is really important, and that is the idea of flow.
Mm-hmm.
When there are many, many sayings around, you receive what you get back what you give, you reap what you sow, what you put out comes back to you. There's many, many ways that have been, many phrases over the years that have been used to describe that. And I would call all that the law of giving, that what you give is what you get back, and you get back in life what you give or put out into life. So what does this have to do with flow? Well, if you want things to be flowing into your life, but you're restricting what you're putting back out into life, then it doesn't work. You're restricting the flow. You're restricting it if you say, I want it in one direction, but I'm not willing to allow it to flow in the other direction. It only flows and flows freely and abundantly when you open up in both directions.
Yeah, free flow in all directions, right, instead of just a narrow sort of artery that's closing down.
Right, right. Well, in a one way, it's almost, it's almost a check valve is a one way kind of thing. It's like, wait a minute, I can't have a check valve operation here where I expect money and abundance to come into me, but I'm not willing to send it back out until or unless such and such conditions are met.
Right. Just let go of all that stuff and just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now there's a mention in the chat room about trust. We have to trust and have faith that what we're doing is for the good of all concerned.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely
is. Oh, and that it's a friendly place. The universe is a friendly place. Yes. Very
yep.
true.
Well, the universe is a friendly place, and it is a and the universe is a friendly provider. The universe if we believe that the universe is abundant, and I'll tell you what, as the years go on and as the older that I get, I just can't believe that it's not. I don't want to believe that it's not an abundant place. It's a very abundant place. And
right.
So if you do believe that the universe is abundant, you're part of the universe. You're a co-creator in the universe. You're here with everybody else. Why wouldn't that abundance be just as prevalent in your life as it is in the person's life sitting right next to you?
Right. Everybody is here for a greater purpose than maybe they know.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing something like this, you are engaging yourself in a sense of give and take.
Yep.
An adventure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they'll tell us more about the miracles that other people have had when they've told you about. I mean, I'm sure there's many miracles that they haven't told you about, but I bet you've heard many.
I've heard some really good stories. There was a one that comes to mind right away when you mention that is a woman who started giving away a dollar a day, and she has a son, a teenage son. And it sounded from the emails back and forth that I've had with her, it sounds like she used to have a fairly strained relationship with him as he was in his teenage years. Mm-hmm. And she started giving away a dollar a day, and he was with her when she was doing this, and he's observing her, and he started getting a little interested in this. So he decided he wanted to take part in mom's habit. And so they apparently live near a big city, and they'd go into the city, and I don't know which city it is, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But they were apparently going into a big city fairly often, and they would see a homeless man on a street corner, and they'd see this same guy there every time they went. And so what her son decided to do was to give a dollar to this homeless man one day. And she said that he got such a kick out of it that he decided that he wanted to definitely go with her next time she went into the city so that he could give this guy a dollar again. And it got to the point where he was going out of his way to say, "Hey, Mom, come on, let's go into the city." And she, because he wanted to give this guy a dollar. And it became this little interchange between these two. And what was really wild about it, she commented that prior to this, he used to cringe every time they would get near this guy. And he wouldn't look at him. He'd want to avoid him. He didn't like this guy. But he totally had an about-face with regard to giving to this guy around the idea of give away a dollar a day. But what was, and the powerful shift for her was that she expressed that she was aggravated. She became aggravated with all of his demands, having to meet all of his demands. And he would insist that you've got to make this meal for me because I'm getting ready to go out the door right now, and you've got to drive me over to see my friends right now. And he would just place all these demands on her. She said that from giving away a dollar a day, she started really having some inner shifts around giving. And the same thing has happened for me, Kate, is that it eventually becomes about a lot more than just money. It becomes about giving in all areas of your life. And so what this mom did is she started looking at her relationship with her son, and she started realizing, you know what, he's not going to be around forever. And how could I at one time have shunned the responsibility and the opportunity to be able to do things for him that I did at one time? Now I want to go, now I want to pack his lunch for him. Now I want to take him to go see his friends. I want to go take him to go visit his friends. And so with the shifts that her son was experiencing with this homeless man in the city, to the point where he now was wanting the opportunity to be with this guy so that he could give to him, and her shifts with wanting to do things with her son more and give to her son more, the whole relationship in this family has changed and has shifted into something more positive and more connected. So when I heard this over a string of a couple emails, I just lit up. I just was glowing. This was just so amazing to hear this.
Well, you know, it reminds me of learning the true meaning of service. Serving them without being codependent, serving them because you love them, you know, and service. As a nurse, for instance, I always wanted to ascribe to this feeling of just patient giving to my patients. It's hard to do that with everybody, but that's what I always wanted to do with my patients. But then it needs to expand to everybody that you meet, and this kind of thing can really, really help that.
Yeah, and I just really honor you for the work that you do too, because to me the nursing is one of the most vital things that people can do. You know, like you said, you're selflessly taking care of other people, and it's just amazing to me. So I honor you for it, and I thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much. Now we only have 4 minutes remaining, and I really want to know. Apparently, you do have a big vision for the giveaway $1 a day. That's true, because you have that written here. You must have a vision, and what would that be? The big vision.
I do have a big vision, and I look out at the world, and I see in particular in this country in America, I see a country that is on one hand. Pretty bent on consumerism and how much more can I get and what I have is not enough and I got to go get more. And I know the potential on the other hand of living gratefully and giving to each other unconditionally. So what, and I know America has a pretty big and pretty powerful influence on the world. So my vision is really just for as many people as are called to this to begin to give away daily, unconditionally. And sure, I'd love for them to give away $1 a day, but that's not what matters to me the most, Kate. What matters is whatever they give, that they start giving daily and unconditionally, so that we really start to create a world where people care about each other because we're giving to each other unconditionally. That's really my big vision. And you know what? I think visions have to be so big that they almost feel unattainable because they drive us when they're that big. And that's
right.
That's what this vision is. It's a huge vision. Will we ever get there? I don't know. But I want to put it out there as a possibility, because if I put out anything less than that, then it almost doesn't feel big enough. This, I know it's possible. I know it's going to take a lot of work, too, but I know it's possible.
Yes, and the miracles that you have, you know, you probably have gathered together all the miracles that have happened to other people. That sort of thing, just writing up those miracles. The story of the homeless man and the family and the mother and her son, and I just love that. That is not insignificant. That is very powerful, and it's not only a matter of service, it's a matter of compassion, because to pass a person in the street who is just absolutely, who is absolutely in the gutter, and to have no compassion for that person is frightening.
Yeah.
And that's not the kind of society that we want to live in. And it's not civilized. We need to have, America needs to have to be much bigger than that, like you just said. I think that's very true.
Yeah, and it's if we could all just embrace the possibility and know that the possibility is there for that, and then start taking the baby steps, the daily steps towards that. And that's why I think giveaway $1 a day is so powerful, because it's a simple daily act of service.
Well, I am going to start doing this, and because I just, you've convinced me, and I'm going to do it. So, and I'll probably write articles about it. And I'm going to write up an article about what we just discussed, and put this
particular show up all over the internet.
Awesome.
And I'll let you know how it goes. And I'm very excited. Very excited.
Okay.
We'll have you on at a later time to discuss our strides in not only our daily giveaway of a dollar, but also how your vision is for the the people becoming more open in their hearts, how that is evolving too.
Oh,
so
good.
That'd be great.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Also,
Kate, thank you also for Moon Moo and you. I think what you guys are doing is wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you. We love it. And the next time you come on, Joan will be here because she just loves you. So that'll be great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.